Mark Whittaker is with Milford Asset Management. The Milford KiwiSaver Plan has been named the Morningstar KiwiSaver Category Winner New Zealand for 2013. Take advantage of the investment expertise of Milford Asset Management, who offer an award-winning suite of Milford KiwiSaver Plan funds for your retirement saving needs. For more information or a copy of the investment statement, visit milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or you can call Milford on 0800 662 345. Evening, Mark.
Susan, how are you?
Very good, thanks. And the RBA looking to cut rates again?
Yeah, I thought it'd be interesting for your listeners just to have a bit of a gossip on where the RBA's position. I mean, they did meet last week in Sydney and decided to keep rates on hold. So the cash rate in Aussie at the moment is about 2.75%. Now, our strong view is that they definitely should cut again. And I mean, the expectations are that they will probably be on hold last week, but I think looking forward to the next 2 or 3 months, I definitely think the one or two more cuts are definitely in the offering.
Next 3 months are going to be pretty tough in Australia, aren't they?
Yeah, it is. It's actually quite interesting. You know, we obviously get back to Australia quite often to speak to corporates and different companies over there, and you know, the unanimous feedback is that that March-April period was a time where the consumer and sort of consumer confidence just really came to a halt. Coincidentally, that's about the time that Julia Gillard sort of announced the date for the next federal election, so I'm sure there's a bit of a link there as well. But the next 3 months do look a little bit difficult, just in terms of what we're seeing in unemployment numbers. It looks like they're probably going to start ticking up a little bit. You know, wage growth is slowing, and that's feeding through to a weaker consumer spending number. And we've had some various surveys from different businesses on their investment and capex expectations, and all those surveys are starting to look a little bit soft as well. So the next 2 to 3 months does look a little bit soft, and that is also the period that we have leading into the next election as well. And I don't know if you've kept sort of abreast of the Aussie press today as well, but you know, more sort of echoes and whispers about the leadership over there, and the political scene is just, you know, completely diabolical at the moment, and that does nothing for the consumer or the corporate mentality.
No, it doesn't do anything for confidence, and that will continue, I think, until September 14, and one assumes the opposition actually become the government. A couple of key benefits for cutting rates. What are those, Mark?
Well, I think the key one will be the currency. So we've already seen the Aussie come down, and obviously the Kiwis sort of been a little bit sort of weaker as well, but that's probably more on the back of what the US Federal Reserve's been doing more than anything the RBA's been doing. So if the RBA can really sort of start driving lower rates back in Australia, I think that can really give the currency another significant leg down, which would be great for manufacturing. You know, we've seen Ford exit Victoria recently. So a lot of those manufacturing jobs have been the ones that have been disappearing. So if we can really get that currency down, all of a sudden the local manufacturing scene should improve quite significantly. And also just in terms of the value of exports from Australia, and iron ore and coal prices are all priced in US dollars. So if we see a stronger US versus the Aussie dollar, then certainly that helps in terms of the balance of payments and trade and so on. And also, I think if they cut rates, obviously that just stimulates the whole economy, the construction sector in particular, and that typically is the bedrock for the rest of the economy as well.
What's stopping the RBA, Mark?
Well, I think the only thing that should stop them, if anything does, is just if the Aussie dollar continues to fall on its own. I mean, it's already down 10% in the last 3 months, so we've come from $1.05 to around 95 cents now. So if we were to get that dollar below, you know, 90 cents or, you know, more the mid 80 cent range, without the RBA intervening, then they could well sit back and say, you know, everything's going okay, that should sort of kickstart a few things in the local economy. We don't really need to do too much at this stage.
Very good. Thank you for that, Mark Whittaker.
Thanks, Susan.
From Milford Asset Management, we'll get to the business desk next. It's 25 to 7.